Revelation Revealed, Part 5, Section 78, Revelation 22, verses 1 through 6. The River of Life. Verse 1. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb. Remember, Jesus in John spoke much about living water. He promised the Samaritan woman in John 4 living water. This is the final fulfillment of that living water. It's the river of life. I believe it's a real river in the midst of a real New Jerusalem. The river flowed down, in verse 2, the middle of the great street of the city. Here we are. There is a street in the city, a literal street. There are probably other streets, but this one is the great street, the main street of the New Jerusalem. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. Now, there's not just one tree, because one tree can't be on both sides of a river. So we have a number of trees on both sides of the river. And if you think about it, if the New Jerusalem is 14,000 miles long wide, that's a pretty long river, and there's a lot of trees. And they bear fruit every month. It's not just once a year, but every month. Imagine the fruit trees that have a fragrant smell. There will be a fragrant smell around these trees all year long. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Now, it's not that the nations need healing. That's the Gentile nations outside of the New Jerusalem that we spoke about last time. The better way of saying this is for the health of the nations. Somehow this tree keeps the nations healthy. And really, that was what the tree of life was all about in the Garden of Eden. Verse 3, no longer will there be any curse. That's the curse that took place in Genesis 3, the curse of creation. The throne of God and of the Lamb, see two thrones again, will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. Verse 4, they will see him, his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. The Bible previously has said that no one has ever seen the face of God. It appears that we might actually see the face of God on the new earth in the New Jerusalem, and there will be a new name on our foreheads. They, meaning the servants, and notice there still will be servants on the new earth. We will always be servants forever. They will not need the light of the lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light. Again, that's the radiant light that comes forth from the Lord Jesus Christ, as we saw in the last chapter. That's some kind of a brilliance that we know nothing about today. And they will reign forever and ever. Forever and ever means forever and ever, not just for a period of time. Verse 6, the angel said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, sent his angel to show his servants the things that must soon take place. Again, the word soon, as we mentioned earlier in chapter 1 and 2, is a very debatable word. Soon in the eyes of God does not mean the same as soon in the eyes of humanity. You can refer back to my earlier commentary on a further explanation of the word soon, but notice the phrase, the spirits of the prophets. That is a Jewish term speaking of the Old Testament prophets. Again, the book of Revelation is all about Israel and Israel's return to the Lord, even during the 1,000 years, at the end of the 1,000 years, and into the new heaven and new earth. There will be an Israel loved by its God, and there will be saved Gentile nations loved by their God.